We're picking up on Daf Chaf Alpha and Beis, 6 lines down from the top of the page. The Gemara begins a story involving two of the Amoraim that were just previously mentioned. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda said to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Leikomar Leisigabon, let Master get up and move and to where we live, because Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda thought Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was living in a place beneath his dignity, with not enough from people, not enough Tamil Chum, so he told him he should move to where they live. Amar Lehi responded to him, Tanina, we learned in a Brei, so Riosi, Amar Riosi says, Lo makomo shel adam machabdo, it is not that the place gives honor to a person, Ela adam machabed is makomo, rather it is the person should give honor to the place, meaning it doesn't matter where you live, that alone does not give you honor. Just geographical location does not make a difference. Shechina Sinai b'Har Sinai, because we find at Har Sinai, Shekolzman Shechina Shuria Alav, as long as the Shechina dwelled on the mountain. Amar Torah, the Torah said, Gamatzom v'Abakar al Yeru el Mul HaHarahu, that the sheep and the cattle were not allowed to graze near the mountain, because the mountain was a holy place. Nistalka Shechina, but once the Shechina left Mimenu from the mountain. Amar Torah, the Torah said, Bimshilcha Yovel, when you blow the shofar, Hema Yalu Bahar, then the animals can go up on the mountain. The mountain is no longer holy at all. Let the animals go up. So you see, the place on itself is not important. It matters only that the Shechina was there. V'chema Tzina Ba'ol Moed, and similarly regarding the Mishkan, Sheba Midbar in the desert, Shekolz Manshu Natuei, as long as the Mishkan was set up, Amar Torah, the Torah said, Vayishilchu Minamachana Kol Tzerua, you have to send out of the camp anyone who has tzaras, because of the Mishkan, the camp was a holy place, and you had to send out the Mitzrayim. Huglu aparochas, but once the curtains were rolled up and the Mishkan was taken down, hutru zavin v'hamitzrayim likanisham, so then zavin, people who were tame because of zav, and people who had tzaras were able to enter that same area. So again, you see, physical location is not important. Amar Lei, so he said back to him, well, if the Rebbe is not willing to move to us, Ihachi Nekam Ana Lagabimar, then I should move to the Rebbe, to Master, so that I will be near you. Amarle, he responded to him regarding that suggestion, Mutav Yavo Mana Ben Paras Eitzel Mana Ben Mana, Val Yavo Mana Ben Mana Eitzel Mana Ben Pras. So he said, in a mushal, it is better that a mana, $100 coin, the son of a $50 coin, he should move to the $100 coin, the son of the 100 coin, and not make it that the 100 son of the 100 should move to the 100, the son of the 50. Meaning, Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak responded to Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda that even though perhaps me and you are on the same level, perhaps he was even greater, but you had a greater father. Your father was a Talmud Chacham, but my father was not a Talmud Chacham, so therefore it's not respectful for you to move to me because you had a greater father than I did. Let's see Rashi on that. Leik Omar Lahachad, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Hava Yosef ben Gavri Delo Chashivi Kulihai, because Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was living amongst people who are not so important, not such great Talmid Chachamim. V'kamalei Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda Leik Omar Mehasim V'leisi Leisuf Gabai. And so Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda suggested that he get up and move to them. He responded, Tanina, we learned in a Braita. Tanina means, Rashi explains, Tani Ana, I learned, Shona Ani, I learned, Braita Zu, this Braita, I taught it. Riosi says, Lo makomo shel adam machabdo, v'im eilech v'eshev sham ein hamakom machabdeni, if I, a place on its own cannot honor a person, and if I go and dwell where you want me to live, that place alone would not give me any honor. As we find by Har Sinai, gamatzum v'abakar al yiru, the cattle were not allowed to graze near the mountain. D'mishim shechina haya Har Sinai mechubed mekudosh. Only because of the shechina, Hashem's presence, was Har Sinai honored and holy. El mul ha'har ha'hu, minechsiv ha'hu, since it says that they are not allowed to graze near that mountain, mashma kolzman shehu b'gedolah, so it sounds like only that mountain, as long as it's in a state of greatness. Shashchina alav, as long as the shechina is there. Nistalka shechina b'mshilcha yovel, but once the shechina would leave with the blast of the shofar, the animals would be permitted to return. Va'af agav the high krab luchos harishonos ksiv, and even though this pasuk of, and when the shofar will blow, you can return, was written with regard to the first luchos, But the Shekhinah did not actually leave until after the second Luchos, Sheninu b'Yom HaKippurim, that were given on Yom Kippur. V'gam kol yemos ha'choref sha'asku b'melechas ha'mishkan sha'as ha'shechina b'har. And also, even afterwards, during the months of the winter, as they were building the Mishkan, the Shekhinah continued to wait on the mountain. U'misham ninu kol mitzos b'kol ikolos v'lapidim b'yom kabal saser sedibros. And from there, all the mitzvahs were given with, you know, great noises and thunder and lightning on the day that we accepted the Aser Sedibros, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shehu Kama Mishkan, when the Mishkan was set up. V'nasen, only then did they travel from the mountain. V'zaza Shechina Menahar, and only then did the Shechina leave. V'yashvala al Kapores, and then the Shechina rested on the Kapores, on the cover of the Aron. V'shamba Ol Moed, Nishnesa Torah Klalosa Pratosa, and from there, in the Ol Moed in the Mishkan, the Torah was repeated in its generalities and details. Val Osu Shahai Amatir Lahem Beluchos Harishonos La'alos, and we're referencing that point in time. Did the Pasuk at the Luchos Harishonos say that at that point in time, later, when the Shekhinah will leave, then it will be permitted for the animals to return? That whenever something is prohibited through the Beis Din, it requires another Beis Din to permit it. So too, even though the Pasuk only said it's us to go on the mountain because the Shekhinah is there, it was necessary for there to be another Pasuk to explicitly permit it, that when the Shekhinah would leave, it would be once again permitted for the animals to return. Uberosh kontras romi atamotzi tshuvas rabim bekach. And in the beginning of the kontras of Rome, as I was referring to, you will be able to find you'll find a tshuva for the many, or perhaps the gerus is tshuvas, some of the gerus of tshuvas Rabbeinu Baruch regarding this matter, in terms of either acquiring another minion to permit something, or just explaining our Gemara. Anyways, continuing Rashi. B'mshocho yoval, when they blow the shofar, b'siyum ha-shofar, kishetistalik ha-shechina, that when they, at the conclusion of the shofar, when the shechina would leave, derechu l'harech v'limshocho tekiyah b'shasiyum, it's the normal thing to blow and extend the shofar at the conclusion of something. Huglu ha-peruchas, in the midbar, when the curtains of the Mishkan would be rolled up, shayinu glolim b'shasnesiyasin, they would be rolled up when they travel, hayinosin kulon, so then they would all travel. Ubayin zavim mitzorayim v'nechnasim machana. While they traveled, the zavim and the mitzorayim, the tameim, could enter the camp, because as long as the mishkan was rolled up, there was no kedusha. Pras chatzi mana. The pras is the coin, which is half of the mana. V'lashon prusa. It comes from the word of meaning half. Kmo paras prisos malchusacha in Daniel, that he will divide the kingdom in half. What was he saying? Sha'av Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista gadol, the father of Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista was greater, Yitzchak aviv Rav Nachman, than Yitzchak, the father of Rav Nachman. Why? Midamiskari bar Rav Chista, for the fact that the other one was called the son of Rav Chista, v'yidach Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and the other one was just called Rav Nachman, the son of Yitzchak, without a title of Rav. Machlal shlo nismach, it's clear that did not receive smicha, but the other father did receive smicha, and therefore it wouldn't be the right thing to do for him to move to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Okay. Back into the Gemara. The Gemara tells the following story. Basur, in the city of Surah Havadavarta, there was a plague going around. People were dying. Beshivusei Derav, in the neighborhood of Rav, Lo Havas Devarta, no one was being afflicted by this plague. Savrum Minape, the people thought Meshim Zuchusei Derav. Dinafish, people thought it was because of the great merit of Rav that his neighborhood was protected. Ischazilu b'chumav, then it appeared to them in a dream, it was revealed to them, that Rav the Nefisha Zuchusei Tuva, Rav who has so many merits, Hamil Zutra Hila Rav, this would be considered a small, minor thing for Rav. Elam Shuma Hu Gavra the Shai Omara Uzvila Likvura, rather it was in the merit of the man who used to lend out hoes and shovels to help people bury their dead, in his merit, they are protected from the plague. Similarly, B'Drokeres, in the city of Drokeres, Havas Delekta, there was a great fire. Ubishivuse de Ravhuna lo Havas Delekta. In the neighborhood of Ravhuna, there was no fire. Savramine bizchusid Ravhuna de Nefisha. They thought it was in the merit of Ravhuna, who had great merits. Ischazil hu bechum, but then it was revealed to them in a dream. Haizutra le Ravhuna, this would be considered a small thing for Ravhuna. El Mishumahi itza de Mechames Tanura, umashayle l'shivuse. Rather, it is in the merit of the woman who would heat up her oven and then lend it out to her neighbors who would not have an oven, so in her merit, their neighborhood was saved from the fire. Continuing in the Gemara. Amar le Rav Yehuda, the people told Rav Yehuda, Asu kamsi, locusts are coming to our city. Gazer tanisa, so he immediately declared a fast. Amar le, they told him, Lo kam misudim, but they have not yet destroyed anything. Amar le, zavda aisu bahadayu, do they bring provisions with them? Meaning, even if they haven't started eating our crops yet, they definitely are going to start eating their crops. What else are they going to eat? So we should declare a fast immediately and begin davening. Amr related Rav Yehuda. Similarly, the people told Rav Yehuda one time, Ika mosna bechaziri, there's a certain plague, a sickness that is causing the deaths of the pigs near the town. Gazer tanisa, so he immediately declared a fast. Neima kasav Rav Yehuda, maka mishulachas mimin echad, mishulachas mikol minim. Does this mean to say that Rav Yehuda thought that once a plague is sent against one species, it will spread to other species? So he says, no, not necessarily true. Shani chaziri didamian me'ayu lubnei inshi. Pigs are different because their stomachs are similar to human stomachs, and therefore plagues that afflict pigs many times spread to humans. But other animals you would not necessarily extrapolate from. Amru l'Shmuel Ika mosna bechozai. The people told Shmuel that there is a plague happening right now in the city of Bechozai. Gazer tanisa, so he immediately declared a fast. But they told me that city is very far away. Why do we have to daven? Amr, he said, Leka ma'abra hacha depasikle. He said, there's no river crossing that separates us, meaning there's nothing protecting us that it won't spread to us, so we have to be worried it will spread to us. Amr, Rav Nachman, in a similar story, the people told Rav Nachman in his city, Ikamosna ba'arad Yisrael, that there's a plague occurring in Eretz Yisrael. Gazer Tanisa, he immediately declared a fast, even though he lived in Babel. Amr, he said, in Gavira Loka, he said, if the head woman, if the mistress, if the head of the household is being afflicted with a plague, meaning Eretz Yisrael, Shivcha Lokoshchein, so certainly the lowly Shivcha, the lands of the exile, certainly they might be afflicted, and therefore we must daven. So the Gemara infers, Taima de Gavira v'Shivcha, the only reason why he thought they had a daven was because Eretz Yisrael is the head of the household, and Bavel is the servant, hashivcha v'shivcha, but if two different servants, meaning one area in Bavel and another area in Bavel, or another country in the Galus, lo, then you would not fast just because there's another area being afflicted. Ay, v'ha amrulei l'shmuel ika mosna bechozai gazer tanisa, but don't we know that when the people told Shmuel that when there's a plague in Bechozai, another city in Bavel, he did declare a fast? So you see, we declare fast even for other lands that are not Eretz Yisrael. My answer is no. Shani Hasim there, it was different. Kevin de Ika Shairasa de Lavai Vaste Bahade. Because there were caravans that would travel between these two areas that would bring the plague with them. So therefore, only there did Shmuel say that they had to fast. But for distant lands where there are no caravans that connect them, if the land being afflicted is not Eretz Yisrael, there is no need to fast. Let's see Rashi on that. Devarta Dever, a plague. Second white line in Rashi, Beshivuse, Beshunas in his neighborhood, Ischazilu Bechilma, Lahanach Inshi de Savri, Meshimzhusi de Ravuna, it appeared in a dream to those people who thought it was in the merit of Rav. Hazutur Leila Rav, Nesa Katan Hulafigidol Rav, this would be considered a minor, small nace for Rav, it's even too small for him to consider. Rather, it's for the person who had lent out the Mara, Poshe Balaz, Zvili Palye Balaz, different shovels and hose, Likvura that would be used for burial. In the merit of helping people bury their dead, they were rewarded mita keneged mita that they would not die in the plague. In the other story, mashayla l'shivuse, the woman would lend to her neighbors. Umashilaso l'shchino seha, she would lend out to her neighbors. Lachashesi kaso mishala, once she would already light the oven with using her own wood, her own materials. L'fichach nimdedes aschar ba b'mita. Therefore, she was again rewarded mita keneged mita that, since she would lend out her oven, the fire did not affect her neighborhood. Kamsa arba shemachal sitfuna, it was a locust that would eat, consume the grain. They told him, but lo kamifted a lo ba'ina lemikzar tanisa, we don't need to declare a fast because it has not yet destroyed anything. So he said, zavda aisu ba'dayu bitmiya. Rhetorically, the chitzeda heviu imam, did they bring provisions with them? Shalev sito sitfua, that they won't have to eat our crops? Me'ayu, b'nei me'ayin, the stomach, shelahen, their stomach. She'en lahem keres apnimi, they don't have an inner stomach, k'shar b'hem, like other animals. V'simin rahu, and therefore it was a bad sign that if the pigs were being afflicted, very likely people could be also. Bechuzai, Makam b'machus Babel was another place in Babel. Gazer tanisa b'iro shmol declared a fast. They said, "I ha mirachak," but it's far away. Vein lacha shema yavo adkan. We don't have to worry about it coming here. Amr lehu. He told them, "V'chim abra pasuk lehu." Is there a river crossing? V'chim abros v'shar machitzas mafsikin lefnei hadavar shel yavo. Is there a river crossing or other separations that would prevent it from coming to us? Shivcha lo kol shuchin. Rehuda said, "Certainly the servant v'yishlach l'shem yishtalech adkan." If the plague was sent to Eretz Yisrael, we have to be worried. Maybe it will be sent here. So the Gemara infers hashivcha v'shivcha, but if it's two different maidservants, meaning two different areas in the Galus, shtei ayaros shechutzal aretz, two cities in chutzal aretz, could go in Bechazai v'Nahardai, dasrei Shmuel, for example, Bechazai and Naharda, which was the place of Shmuel. So then we shouldn't have to worry. So why did Shmuel declare a fast? That was only because the Gemara says shayrasa da'azim Bechazai l'Nahardai. There were caravans that would travel from Bechazai to Naharda, Lavai, Mislava, Uvai Mahim, so the plague would accompany and come with these caravans. Let's just see. Rash Tosfos also on Chaf Alpha Mabes here. Divir Matul Amrle Rehuda, Ika Mosna Bechaziri, Gazer Tanisa. So again, there was this plague with the pig, so he declared a fast. Ad Shani Chaziri, Damu Me Ayuli B'nei Inchi, that the stomachs of the pigs are similar to stomachs of the people, that's why he declared the fast. Pirsh. The stomach of the pig is similar to the stomach of the person. And therefore, you have to be worried that maybe the plague will afflict people. From here, you see that if there's a plague afflicting only the non-Jews of the city, that we have to be worried it will spread to the Jews, and we should declare a fast. Because in this case, Rehuda declared a fast based on the plague that was in the pigs. Because they're similar to a person. Certainly, the physiology and body of non-Jews is similar to Jews, and therefore, we should declare a fast if there's a plague afflicting even the non-Jews alone. Back into the Gemara. The more continuous discussions of the righteousness of different people. Abba Umna, Havi Asule, Shama, Mimisif, Drakia. Abba Umna, Abba, the blood letter, would receive a greeting from the heavenly academy every day. Meaning Shamayim would greet him, Abaskal would come out and greet him every day. Ulabai Komali Yoma de Shabbat, Abai would receive this greeting every Erev Shabbos on Friday. Lareva Komali Yoma de Kippur, and Rava would receive it every Erev Yom Kippur. Have a kachal shadaiti de Abaye. Abaye felt bad mishum da Abba Umna that Abba Umna received this greeting every day and he only received it every Friday. Amrle, they told him to Abaye, they said to Abaye, lo matzis lemi abed kuvdeid, you shouldn't feel bad because there's no way that your actions are not the same actions as Abba Umna, you can't do the same things he's doing. What does that mean? Umay havi uvdeid da Abba Umna, what were the great deeds of Abba Umna? What did he do? Tichi havi avid milsa. Because when he would do his bloodletting, havi machis gavri lechud v'nashi lechud, he would separate the men and the women. The isle levusha the isbe karni, he would have a certain garment which would have a certain horn on it that he would use when he would bloodlet. The havu bezia ki kosilta, and there was a slit only opening the size of the tool, the knife, the lance slit he would use. Ki havu asya le itza, when a woman would come, havi malbishla, he would dress her in this garment. So that he would not be able to see her body uncovered. So that was one thing he did. Similarly, also he would have a private area on the side, that the people would place their coins that he would take as the fee. And therefore, since it was in a private area, the people who had money would give it. But if they did not have the money and they needed this medical procedure, they wouldn't be embarrassed to not give it because no one would see them. So that was another great thing he did, not to embarrass people who didn't have money. Similarly, Kavi Isramu Leit Sorba Mirabanan, when a young Talmud Chacham would come to him, Agar Minei Lo Shakal, he would not accept payment. Ubasta Dekai, and moreover, after he would get up from the bloodletting, Yav Leib Shite, he would even give the young Talmud Chacham some coins. Vamarle, and he would tell him, Zil Bari Nafshech, go heal your soul, go make yourself healthy, meaning go buy something to eat. So all those great things he did, were examples of his righteousness. Let's keep going. In fact, Yom Achada Shadar Abai Zuga Drabana Lemivdike. One day Abai sent a pair of young Tamil Chachamim to check his righteousness to see how great Abu Umna was. Osvinu Vachlinu Vashkinu. So they came as guests. So Abu Umna Osvinu let them stay in his house. He fed them, he gave them something to drink. Umachlhu Bistarki Blilyani, he gave them some wool garments to sleep on at night. Litzafra in the morning, Karchlinu Vishaklinu. In the morning, these young Tamil Chachamim wrapped up the woolen rugs and took them. The Kamu Vinafguluhu Lashokani, they took them out to the market to sell. They just stole them, basically. Vashkachinu, and then they found Abu Umna. Va'amrle, and they asked Abu Umna, Lishami Mar Hechi Shava, how much do you think these are worth? Trying to get him to buy it, even though they were actually his. Amrle, Hachi Vahachi, he said they're worth this amount. Amrle, Vidimla Shavu Tfei, they said maybe they're worth more. Amrle, Vahachi Shakalinu, he said those are mine, I bought them for that amount, they're worth that amount. And he didn't even seem to mind that they had taken his own woolen rugs, even though he knew they were his. So Amrle, Didachnu, they told him, they're yours, Vashakalinu, Nachum, we took them from you. So they told him, "Matusuminach, please, master, but my chashidinu, what were you thinking? Why didn't you get upset at us? Why did you think we took them?" He told them, "Amina pidyon shuim iklaluhu l'rabbanan." I said it must be that the rabbis came upon a case of redeeming captives, and they needed money to ransom someone who was in a dangerous situation. V'ichsefu l'meimarli, but they were embarrassed to ask me for the money explicitly. So I assumed you needed the money for this great mitzvah, so I let you take it to use to ransom these people who had been captured by non-Jews. So Amrle, so they told them, okay, it's very nice, but that wasn't true. We were just trying to, Abai wants to test to see how righteous you are. Hashta Nishkalinu, so now you should take your rugs back because they don't belong to us, they belong to you. Nishkalinu Mar, the master should take the rugs. Amrle, we told them, Mehu Shaita, from that point of time, Aschatinhu Midaitai, with tzedakah, I gave up on them and I set aside in my mind that they should be given for tzedakah. So once I decided that they should be used for tzedakah, so you should take them and give them for tzedakah, I don't want to take them back. And therefore, once again, we see how righteous Abu Umna was. He judged them favorably, and even after he found out the truth, he wanted it to go to tzedakah, since that's what he had in mind. Just read one more line and we'll see Rashi. Similarly, just as Abai was upset that he only received his greeting once a week and Abu Umna received it every day, Havikachal Shadaite de Rava Mishum da Abai. Abai, Rava, was a little bit upset that he only received his greeting once a day, once a year in Erev Yom Kippur, and Abai received it once a week. Again, he was worried, does that mean, I'm doing something wrong? So Amrle, they told him, Mistayach the Kamaganis Akula Karcha. No, it should be enough for you, don't worry, that everyone knows that in your merit, you protect the entire city. And therefore, you too have great merit. Let's see Rashi on that so far. In the previous Amud, Shalma Merikia, four lines up in the middle of the line, Shalma Merikia, he received greetings, peace from the heavens. Baskol Omer So Shalom Alecha, a Baskol, a heavenly voice would come out and say, Shalom Aleichem. Abu Umna Makisdam, Abu, who was the bloodletter. Kavi Avid Milsa Kshay Makisdam Levene Adam, when he would do bloodletting for people. Udinashim Lechudayu Litzniyus, so he would do have a separate area to do bloodletting for women for Tzniyus. The Isbe Karna, the garments would have this sort of cup area. Shay Tekuabo Akaren Shumakisbo, and in that he would stick the Karen, the horn that he would use to bloodlet. Udinashim Havim Abishla, and he would put on this entire garment on the woman, as opposed to just, uncovering an area on her body to do the bloodletting. V'lo mechsof, similarly, if people didn't have money, they wouldn't get embarrassed. V'lo'achar shehika lo aviyada man ramu pshiti l'hasim man v'lo ramu. Because after he would do the procedure, he wouldn't know who would put the coins in and who would not. Bria nafshich, tavri asmecha, go make yourself healthy, go buy something to eat. Lemivdike, livdiko b'maisav, Rabbi wanted to check his actions, means see how great a tzaddik he was and be able to learn from him. Umachluhu bistarki, and he, again, Abu Umna gave these visitors, these bistarki, kipol tachteim tachshite itzemer, he folded underneath them garments of wool, lishan behen, to sleep on. With Safra Karchin in the morning, they wrapped it up. Rabbanan Lebistarki, Daba Umna. The Rabbanan wrapped up these woolen rugs of Abu Umna. Vaisinu Lashuka Lizvuninu, and they took them to the shuk to sell. Amrulay, they told him, Laba Umna Tabu Umna, Lishamni Umar, Vahavlan Damai, how much do you think it's worth? And why don't you give us that money to buy it? Vayabokino, so Imyakshadim Kigazanim, they were checking to see if you would suspect them of stealing. Omiyesham O Imyehe. Sham osam pachs mikdameim. If he would, because since he knew who was theirs, he would see. Because maybe they would see. Because maybe he would evaluate for less than it's worth and not be willing to give them the full price because he knew it was really his. And yet he wasn't. He gave them the full price because he wasn't. He didn't suspect them of stealing. But my chash tinu kishela kachnim. What did you? They asked him. What did you think when we took them? He said, I assumed you needed the money for Pidyon Shvuyim, Uksifa Luchu Milsa Lamemer Li Laalter Litain Osam, and again you were just embarrassed to ask me for it right away for the money. Vahachi Asu Lamigni Gavai Lame Avid Kliha, and therefore you asked to sleep by me to get the rugs in order to do this whole trick in order to get the money to ransom the prisoners. So they said, okay, that's very nice. Now that you know the truth, Lashkunu Umar, you should take your rugs back. Shulhani wrote some Elalin Asoscha, we only wanted them to test you. And he said, no, I already want them to go to Tzedakah. Chal Shadaite to Rava Adabaya, but Rava also was a little upset because Abaya received this greeting once a week. To the Rava Lo Asi Shama Ela Mimali Yoma de Kippura. Rava only received it on Erev Yom Kippur. Lamali Yoma de Kippura. From Erev Yom Kippur to Erev Yom Kippur. Labai Kol Mali Shabbos and Rabaya every week would receive this greeting. So he said, don't worry, Rava. Akula Karcha Im Kol B'nei Ircha. We know that your merit protects all the people of your city. Okay, let's keep going to the Gemara just for a little bit. Some other stories about tzaddikim. Rav Broka Choza havishchiach b'shulka debeilat. Rav Broka Choza would be common to go to the shuk of Bnei Lafet, of Bnei Lafet. Havishchiach Eliyahu Gabei, and Eliyahu Navi would also many times appear to him. Amrele, so Rav Broka asked Eliyahu, Ika b'hashuka bar alma dasi, is there a person in this market who is a ben olam haba, who is going to go to olam haba? Amrele lo, he said no. Adahachi v'hachi, while they're talking, Chazal hu gavar d'havusayim mas'ani uchmi, he saw a certain person who was wearing black shoes, which was the way the goyim dressed, not the Jews. Flo rami chute t'techelta b'gliman, he didn't have t'cheles, he didn't have tzitzis on his clothing. Amalei Abai told him, "Hi, Bar Alma da Asihu. That man over there, he is someone going to Olam Haba." So Rav Basrei Rav Broka ran after him. Amalei Mayobdechi asked him, "Sir, what do you do?" Amalei, he told him, "This person who is dressed like the goy, Zil Ha'ina, go today. V'talamacher, come back tomorrow, and I'll tell you." Lamacher the next day, Amalei, he asked him again, "Mayobdech, sir, what do you do?" Amalei, "Zandukna Ana." He said, "I'm a prison guard." Vasarna Gabri Lechud V'Nashi Lechud. What do I do that is so great? I always separate the men and the women. I put them in different cells or different areas. Varamina porayi bein hani lahani, and I place my bed in between them. Keichi delolesu lidei isura, so they should not come to do anything prohibited. Moreover, kichazina bas Yisrael diyabi nachrim Allah inai, when I see a young Jewish girl in the prison that the goyim are putting their eyes on her, meaning they want to do something to her, masarna nafshai matzilna Allah, I will risk my life in order to save her. Yomachad, one day, Havuznara Morasa, there was an engaged girl, Gabon, with us. Diavu Banachar Minayu, and all the non-Jews were looking at her and clearly wanted to do something to her. Shakli Dardai Dechamra Vishari La Bishipul. So what did I do? I took the sediment of wine, which is red, and I threw it on the bottom of her skirt. Va'amri, and I told the men, Distanahi, that she is a Nida, that right now she's bleeding, and therefore no one, everyone stayed away from her. And through that, I saved her. So Amrle, so Rav Choza told this guy, "My time at Delei Salchuti, why don't you wear tzitzis? V'ramas masani uchni, why do you wear black shoes like the non-Jews if you're such a righteous person?" Amrle told him, "Ailana v'nafikna b'ni nachrim, I commonly go amongst the non-Jews, and therefore kihechi deleidu dihuda ana, so in order that they know that they should not know that I'm Jewish, I dress like them." So therefore, why is that important? Ki avu gazri gazirta, when they decree a decree against the Jews, I am able to find out about it. Modana luhu l'rabbanan, I tell the rabbanan about it. Uboi rachami, and it gives them a chance to daven and mevatli gzerasayu, and it will cancel the decree. Umai taima, so then he asked him, and what is the reason? Ki aminalach ana, when I asked you earlier yesterday, my uvdich, what do you do? V'amrisli, and you told me, zil ha'idna, leave today, v'talamach, and come back tomorrow. Why wouldn't you talk to me yesterday? Amalei told him, by he shaita, at that moment, gazri gzerta, the non-Jews had made a decree, v'amina b'resha, ezel v'ashmeh l'rabbanan, and therefore I said I should go right away and tell the rabbis, d'liboy rachmi Allah, so that they should daven to Allah demilsa on the matter, and therefore I couldn't talk to you right away because I needed to get to the rabbis right away. Adahachi v'ahachi, while this conversation was going on, asu hanach trei, two other men came. Trei achi, it says on the side, two brothers came. Amar lei, and Eliyahu told Rav Broka, again, hanach nami b'nei alma da'asinin, who those two brothers over there, they are going to go to Olam Haba. Also the Gabbai, so he quickly went over to them. Amar lehu, and he said to them, my ovdaichu, what do you do? Amar lehu, they told him, inshi b'duchi anan, we are comedians, we make jokes, and mivdachinan atzivi, and we make jokes to cheer up people who are sad. Inami, or ki chazinan betray di'is lehu tigra, when we see two people fighting b'hadayo amongst each other, tarchinan v'avdinan lehu shalma, we try our best by making jokes to make peace and end the fight. And that merit of cheering people up who are sad and ending fights, they got Olam Haba. Let's see Rashi on that. Rav Broka Choza, Shaumi Bei Chozai, who's from the city of Chozai, that's why he was called Rav Broka Choza, to Bei Lef and Malcolm, a certain area. Amrele Rav Broka or Eliyahu, Mi'ika Bahai Shuk, Rav Broka said Eliyahu, is there anyone in the Shuk who's going to Olam Haba? Misani Uchmi. There was a certain guy wearing black shoes, minalim shechorim black shoes, shlog kminag Yehudim, which is not the way the Jews dressed. V'lorami chuta lo hitel tzitzis bataliso, he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Amr lei Eliyahu lar Vroka haibar alma da'asihu. So Eliyahu told Rav Broka, that man over there in the black shoes, he's going to Olam Haba. Karlei Rav Broka lehu gavra, so he went over to that man and he asked him, what do you do? He said, zandokna shomer beis asurim, I'm a prison guard. Ramina Porai, I place my bed. Matalani mitasi ben anashim lanashim, I place my bed between the men and the women. Diyavu nachar meinayo Allah, balei beis hasurim, when the other non-Jews, meaning the other prison guards, when they start looking at one of the young Jewish girls, I protect her. Isrami nara, davi beis hasoar, there is a certain young Jewish girl in the prison. Dordaya dechamra, shmarim shalyayim hadum kadam, the kind of leftover sediment and seeds and different things of wine that are red like blood. V'shipula b'sholi b'gadeh, I threw at the bottom of her clothing. Distana derech nashim la u'me'usahi v'hu lashim parsid. Distana is a Persian word, means that she was a nida, and that was considered disgusting to the non-Jews, and therefore the non-Jews would leave her alone. Amar le Eliyahu the Rav Roka, Hani Nami b'nei Alma da'asininhu. Then Eliyahu turned to Roka and said, those two brothers over there, they're also b'nei Olam Haba. They said, Baduchi smechim umasamchim b'nei Adam. We are happy people who make other people happy. And if we see people fighting Tarchinan, we try, b'mili d'vidichusa b'nei, we try to make jokes to make everyone happy to end the fight. Ad avdi shama, until we make peace. Shehin devarm sha'adam ochel perasim b'olam hazeh. Because these are amongst the things that if someone does them, they will eat the fruits in this world, but the primary reward will still be for them in the world to come. And one of them is bringing peace between a man and his fellow.